It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock, Hunter.
Hey.
Welcome to the After Show podcast. It's Wednesday. Don't have anything too crazy to talk about, but there was something that you and I were kind of discussing earlier. And I was like, I want to get into that because you and I have, I wouldn't say like extremely, you know, different views on it. But you told me that Top Gun now is not going to, the new one is not going to be released, what, until December?
December 23rd, 2020.
December 23rd, 2020. Okay. So it was supposed to come out, I believe, Memorial Day weekend. So a couple weekends ago. And with the world we're living in right now, obviously, into movie theaters have been shut down. I don't think they're going to open up here in Michigan until next week, like June 15th or something like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, even then,
I think you're right. It's going to be there's going to be some rules and regulations going on for sure.
And you know, sitting in an enclosed space like that, you know, with other people, that's kind of what, you know, gets me a little nervous. It's like, all right, I can be outside. I can be around people. Grocery stores, you know, like Walmart, it's big enough where you don't really feel like you're breathing in all like this, you know, tainted air. So I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on the situation. But movie theaters, it's going to be a little tricky. So I was like, man, why wouldn't they do, in a lot of places that are supposed to have movies come out, why wouldn't they do a digital release? And my mindset on this is because, all right, people have gotten a little used to doing stuff from home. You know, there's a lot mm-hmm. of things that we've shifted into doing at home, whether it's work or meetings or doing stuff with friends and family over Zoom, whatever. And also spending a lot more time, you know, streaming stuff. I'm sure the numbers of streaming have just gone through the roof. So in my mind, what if you did like a all digital release? Like, okay, average movie ticket you think is what, $10? You know, if you think about, if you get like a prime time, maybe not like a midday matinee, but if you do like prime time, like on a Thursday or Friday night, you're looking at $10, $12. Then you add in buying popcorn and drinks and other foods and everything like that. It can turn into a expensive night out in that sense. So what if you did like, okay, yeah, you can rent this movie, brand new movie for $5. I feel like the numbers would be pretty high and they would get a good chunk of change from it.
Yeah, I like your idea, and I like where you're coming from, and in a perfect world that would be legit.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is it's not a perfect world. See, here's what it is. So movie stores closed. What's the nearest movie store you can go to rent a movie? You know why that's closed? It's because of your idea, the streaming, the comfort of viewing stuff from your house. So basically, if what you're saying goes into effect, no more theaters, zero theater. All the theaters are closed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want that? Do you not want the option to go to a theater?
No. I obviously not, because it's, you know, well, and drive-in movie theaters, I could see mm-hmm. making a comeback, as you know, of course, in the wintertime, it makes it a little bit more difficult. Summertime, you can do it. But no, I do like going to the movie theaters and everything like that. But I will be honest, though, having the option just to be at home and doing it at home is appealing. You don't need to get dressed up. I'm not saying you get dressed up to go to the movies. A lot of people wear sweats when they go to the movies. But, you know, if you think about a date night and you go to a movie, everything like that, you are getting dressed up. You are spending more to do it. But if you could just watch it from the comfort of your own home, you could pause it when you need to go to the bathroom so you don't miss anything. I think there's something appealing to that. And to obviously, since the camcorder was invented, people have been taking them into movie theaters and recording movies. And now, if it's a digital platform, you know more about that than I do. It's got to be pretty easy to pirate this.
Yeah, absolutely. Once the first one's released, here's another problem with your theory is that's okay. $5 or $10, we'll say. No, we'll say $5 because it's cheaper. $5. Yeah. So you're, instead of going to the theater or to the movies, you're going to spend $5 at your home like you would at the theater to watch it at your home. But the very first second that company releases that digital release and one person gets that $5 purchase, nobody else has to pay that $5.
Yeah.
Because it's because what they do, now you got a full 1080 Blu-ray version of the movie that you can pirate and put it on the internet. And the whole world can get it at the snap of a fingers. So not only is the movie company fucking themselves by doing that, it's getting rid of theaters. I like your direction. I like the comfort of your home. But there's some things I think, guys, that we just don't mess with. Unless you want those things gone, you know, there's something nice about going to the theater. It's a little bit more expensive, but you're paying for an experience. You're paying for that popcorn that they make. And I know everybody loves the popcorn at the theater. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for more. The seating, Celebration Center, the seating, the experience of it. You're getting beer delivered to you, to your seat. Is your wife doing that? No, she's not doing that.
My wife is, because she knows better if she doesn't.
Yeah. So I like the idea. But it's like, if you look ahead and you kind of see what it will really do to the industry and the movie. And like, so here's another thing, Brock. We'll go even deeper. So you do that. Theaters are out. So the movie companies are making the money in the theaters, which they're not paying the actors, which means no actors want to do movies anymore. And then the movies get shitty.
See,
that's kind of a problem happening today. Like, actors are not getting as paid as much as they were back in the day. And you could almost see it in the theater, or like in the movie itself, like movies in general. They're just not like they used to be. I think we all can say that, right?
I know, and here's my only thing, though, is that the world we are living in and the way the world is changing, people are less, you know, social. And I just could see it almost a double option. I think, yeah, there'll probably still be theaters, you know, for a long time. But as people are becoming more comfortable at home, as being the experiences at home become more ease of use and more, especially too, like you think about the baby boomers, as baby boomers and Gen X and Gen Y and all them get older, you know, the millennials and up Gen Z and whatever else is next to follow, you know, we are much more homebodies in a sense of, you know, having that. And I could see almost both. I could still see the shtick of movie theaters, the experience.
I just don't think people need any more excuses to stay at home.
But we're making them, though.
You need to get out and do stuff. Like, more so than ever, guys. The social interaction and the socialness of society is just depleting week by week, especially with this quarantine stuff going on.
Yeah.
We're making too many excuses to not leave that front door. And people are getting fat from it. People are You know how you create a long life is by going out and get the blood flowing and doing shit, not by staying in your basement and making excuses not to go outside.
But I just think, though, that if there is stuff that comes along, if we find a better, more convenient way to do something, people are going to latch onto it. When you think about it, like, no more, you won't have to stand in line to get a ticket. You know, it won't get sold out on you on opening weekend. If you have that option for people to do it, I think we're going to latch onto it. That's where I think you and I disagree on this, because I honestly see it becoming a more prevalent thing. And maybe what they do is they do a digital release and then they do a short movie release, but then it's a full digital release that's closer to it. Because I mean, just think about the convenience of it. If I could only spend $5, or maybe they ask you how many people, and I'm sure you could skirt that. There's probably ways to skirt it. Or maybe they do, now you think about like Celebration Cinema, maybe they do showtimes, virtual showtimes, where it's like, okay, yeah, we're only going to show this movie during this time. You know, and you have to put in codes for, you know, whatever it is. Maybe there's a way to do that where it's like, okay, yeah, I could get the family together and, you know, get the kid. Think about parents with kids, taking them to a movie theater, or you could just watch that brand new movie right there at your home where the kids can make as much noise as they want. You don't have to keep them in tray. You're not overpaying for candy or anything.
I like the digital showtime idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. And I'm sure they have brought that up, but just the the problem with it, man, as soon as you put it on the internet, there's no scapegoat. There's no way of hiding it. It's impossible.
And maybe
people are too smart.
Maybe with technology, because yeah, I know I'm guilty of it too. Yeah, and I hate to say it. I mean, I've never pirated a movie. But, you know, like when the NFL games come on, it's like I'm not paying that NFL network price. I go to Reddit and you can find it. I'm guilty of it. I realize that. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But I don't know. I just, for me, like I've purchased plenty of movies on Amazon. I've rented new movies when it's come out. And lots of times I wait for stuff to be released because I don't find the time to go to the theaters as much as I'd like. So it'll be interesting to see in 10 years. Who knows, you know, but maybe drive-ins will be the new big thing if we keep this social distancing up and regular theaters will be a thing of the past. I honestly don't know. It's hard to say. It'll really depend on what people, you know, look to do and how our culture changes with, you know, this kind of new wave that we have. Like this COVID pandemic, it can either completely shift us into a new way of life, or it'll shift us for a little bit, and then we'll go back to the things as the way they were. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But I always thought, like, you know, I do enjoy the movie experience, but I also enjoy not dealing with crowds, and I enjoy, you know, not... I can buy a 24-pack of popcorn, you know, for the same price, if not cheaper, than a large popcorn at a movie theater. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I know you don't have the same butter there.
But I know what you mean, but dude, you took our movie stores. Don't take our theaters.
Now, movie stores needed to go. Those are the worst things in the world.
No, they weren't. Yeah. It was an experience, like the movie theater. And you're taking away the experience.
But we found a better way to do it, though.
No, we haven't.
What, the movie, the video stores?
Well, yeah, the video stores, not the movie theater.
Oh, no, movie theater. That's what I'm saying. No, but video stores, but that's what I'm saying. Now, take that same concept. We found a better way to rent movies. We found a more convenient, easier way to rent movies.
Where else are you going to go watch a movie on a 350-inch screen?
Eventually, with technology, there'll probably be, with VR, you can be right in the movie.
Where else are you going to watch a movie that has 18-inch subs or something in each theater to just shake your body to the max. See, you're missing out on the experience.
There is experiences, but again, now we got to look at, though, eventually Walmart is going to have their own VR. It's going to be affordable for everybody as technology progresses. Eventually, you'll be able to plug in your VR headsets and feel like you're right in the theater or in the movie. You're going to be able to afford, I mean, everything.
Remember when your parents would drop you off? You'd meet a girl at the theater, and then she'd pick you up, or your parents would pick you up at the end, and you got to hang out in the theater by yourself with the girl for a little bit. You're trying to take that away from our children.
It's from our children. Think of the children. And again, that is an experience, but if you can bring your date over to a house and have it there.
No, mom's there. Mom's upstairs, bro. You're taking away experiences, and I don't like it.
Kids nowadays don't even do that, man. They're just they're on their text chats and their Twitter, TikToks and whatnot. So, believe me, I'm right there with you. I've had some amazing, you know, we used to do that in high school, but as times change, things change, you know?
I don't know, more so than ever, I want to go to the theater now, though.
But see, we've also experienced it. But you got to think about, like, those Gen Zers that don't even like going out for other things. They're probably going to latch on to that, and we're going to see a shift. That's where I think we're going to see the shift. As generations get older, and again, baby boomers aren't long for this world, you know, and it's going to shift. Things are going to shift.
Let's just make it so convenient. You know what? In 20 years, you're not even going to have to leave your chair. You just plug yourself in and stay in your basement. If that's the way you guys want it, that's the way we're going to have it. And you know what? Nobody's going to know any different because everybody's just going to get fucking used to it. It pisses me off. It does, dude. The whole cell phone thing went 2008. From 2008, something happened, and it was. It was the fucking iPhone, and it came out, and it changed the world.
It's just going to keep getting more and more different,
buddy. Just a bunch of fatties. You know what? Go ahead. Blow up in your basement.
They're so angry. Ah.
I know, but it's because people don't know. They don't know what they're doing. They just, it's more convenient. Let's just go for it.
I think,
you're just gonna sit there in your house.
What angers you is I think deep down you know that that shift is going to happen. We all see it happening. I really do. I do, because I see it now with kids. You know, and I see it with, you know, any kid on a phone or anything like that.
It's basically like saying, hey, let's get rid of Cedar Point and we'll just put the VR on and we'll put a couple fans on you.
Dude.
You know, do you want that to happen?
It could.
That's kind of the direction. It's the same direction.
It could. It very well could. If you can can make it that way. I mean, kids are driving less now. Kids are waiting to get their driver's license if they get it at all because they're like, I don't need to. I can just we don't need to meet up. I can Zoom with them. I can just text my friends. That's a stat. That is a true stat.
Future
kids are waiting longer to get their driver's license.
If it goes this way, you won't be able to ask anybody to do anything. Hey, could you help me? I don't know how to do it.
Yep.
I've been sitting around my whole life, not experiencing anything.
Well, you were telling me about that augmented reality. I mean, it's just going to keep getting better. And think about it. I guarantee there's going to be augmented reality parties. Why get up and go when you can just throw on your VR and you're there? And you're there, you know?
Remember when you used to hang out?
Yeah,
hang out
I do, of course, buddy. I'm right there with you, but I think you're starting to show your age a little bit because now you're at that, those darn kids in there, technology. But I'm sure our folks thought the same thing when we were glued to the video games.
I think you're wrong. I'm not showing my age because, dude, I love technology. You know, mm-hmm. I love technology. I am a tech kind of a guy.
Uh-huh.
So I love it. I love it. But I also know what it does.
Well, exactly. But see, the younger generation doesn't.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want people to be just frail and weak in the future, dude.
Yeah, but see, the younger generation doesn't know anybody. Think about someone who was born in the year 2000, okay? Think about the year 2000. They were 8 years old when that smartphone came out. Eight, okay? They had computers. They had computers in their schools. They were learning on all of that. So for them, for us, yeah, we did have computers, but it was totally different. We didn't all have. I mean, schools nowadays require most kids to have their own laptop. I mean, they provide them, you know, because that's just the world we live in, and it's just going to keep getting more and more that way. I really, it is scary to think, and that's why, like for me, it's like, there's nothing I can do about it. I'd hate to see it. I remember the glory days, but it was different for us, you know.
Quick, good analogy is how it's different and the way it's changing. High schools are having trouble filling football teams and sports teams.
Yeah.
Because kids just don't, they're lazy. They don't want to go after school and go out and run around the track or like we used to do, man. I used to go home at 6:30 every single day after being at school from practice, extracurricular activities. And kids just don't want to do it anymore because just so you could just go on my iPad and go home and just not do anything.
Yeah. It's because that's the world they live in. They have everything they need. They have everything they need in the palm of their hand.
Do you want your NFL to be a bunch of rookies running around not knowing
what
they're doing?
Now think about this, too. We can get it even deeper. How long is football going to last? More and more reports coming out about how, and part of the thing, too, is kids not playing football is because parents think it's not, they don't think it's safe. You know, and to be honest, I mean, there has been studies they've shown, you know, but, you know, in 20 years, is the NFL going to be what it is now? Probably not, even if it is still there.
Just like what I said earlier, it's going to the direction of being fucking soft.
Yeah.
Softies. Is that what you guys want to be? Just a bunch of softies.
And honestly, you could say that to a Gen Zer right now, and they'd be like, what do you even mean? Like, what? I have everything I need. I can play my games.
Absolutely.
I can, you know, so they just don't know any different. And so that's why it'll be interesting to see.
Find themselves in a situation where they have to fight somebody or defend something.
They won't have to, though, because if they don't leave, I mean, if everything is done digitally and they're not leaving the house, they're not going to have to fight anybody. The only people they're going to have to fight is in the VR world, and what? There's no, I mean, you're not going to die there, so. I think you and I will not recognize this world in 20 years. It'll be so much different than how we grew up. It'll be baffling.
I mean, dude, like you said, I'm a tech guy. I'll go right along with it, and I'll be up to date. But damn it,
yeah.
Sometimes it's like, dude, just go camping. you know, put your phone down.
No, I'm right there with you. I think this world is going to change so drastically as technology gets. I mean, we saw it. We literally put people in space without government. You know, it was on a private sector, a private company other than NASA put people in space and then landed the same fucking rocket. And that was a private company. So, I mean, I think it's going to be crazy, and we're going to look back at the 2000s and the 90s and the 80s and just go, whoa, man, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Social skills out the window. See you later. There's a few Gen Zers I've talked to that I'm like, man, you're not holding a conversation. You just want to really look at that. You're reaching in your pocket so hard. You want to look at that phone so bad.
It's safe. It's secure. We did it to ourselves. That or... It can go one of two ways. Either we can we'll lean so hard into it, and that's going to be the world. It's going to be Wally-esque, you know, where everyone's in their chairs with their big old, you know, 5-gallon buckets of soda and their food right to them. Or we're going to get to a point as a society and realize what we've done and we've gone too far, and we're going to scale it back. And you kind of see little bits and pieces of that, little bits and pieces with you know. Our generation kind of leaning away from Facebook and social media, going like, oh, it's ridiculous, and, you know, getting mad at Mark Zuckerberg and everything like that and vilifying him. But I honestly don't know. We could either just go full tilt into it and the world will be a completely different place, or we'll find that part of us that is like, no, we need to regulate this. There needs to be regulations on this technology, because otherwise we will lose that human aspect. I don't know. That's kind of what I see happening. But
anyway. Life expectancy is going to go down. That's in my opinion.
Yeah, it could. It could, just with our overall health. Or, again, with technology, I mean, people, if we could end up just taking pills and it helps us keep our weight down, and, you know, medicine becomes better every single year, you know,
just the easy way out, easy way out.
That's how you survive. You know, we've survived longer. I think the average life expectancy in even the 50s was like 52 years old. You know what I mean? So.
Dude,
you know,
dude, if there's an afterlife, there's people up there from like 1850s, like looking at you like, what a bunch of pussies. What, you know what we had to do?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how much work per day that we had to put in just to have that one meal a day? Look at you guys.
Yep.
Just a bunch of weak human.
we make things easier for us, for our species, dude. It's crazy. So anyway, Top Gun coming out in December of 2020. There you go. All right, well, let's wrap it up here. That has been your After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. You know what? It's summertime. You want to get that cycle out there. Well, let the experts at Gilson Cycle make sure that your vehicle is running the right way. Your two-wheel piece of steel. Give them a call, 269-876-0882, or find them on Facebook, Gilson Cycle. And here's a message from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.